Hi, we're Robin and Shelby, and you're listening to the Rising Rebel podcast. Through this podcast, our vision is to empower women to go for their dreams and have the courage to stand in their power. If you are someone who wants to live consciously, explore and shift your mindset, deepen your desire for personal growth, and really rebel against the shoulds and limiting beliefs that are holding you back, you've come to the right place.
Here, we dig deep into the journey back to self and uncover that inner knowing that allows us to live from a place of alignment and authenticity. If the universe has placed us in your path, get ready because we're going on a wild and expansive ride.
Hello, beautiful humans, magical humans, all the humans. We are here with you today. It's Shelby and Robin. It's us. We're back together. I gotta say, Rob, my favorite day is podcast day. Like, there's something so, I get so excited. It's like, I don't know, it's my creative outlet or what it is. I love podcast day. What about you?
Me too. I do. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so fun. Anyways, so I am just going to start this episode out by saying we're going to kind of talk like about a few different things today, but I can't help but start out with just kind of telling you guys, like, I'm just in the flow right now. Like, I'm a little bit lit up like a Christmas tree. I've, you know, everything's kind of firing on all cylinders on my end. And I was doing some, my new, I'm going to go in a million different directions. My new thing is contemplation. So for what that word means to me, I don't even know if I use it in the right context, but what the word contemplation means to me is like deep thought, not just letting things like pass through me like, oh yeah, that's cool, move on to the next. I'm really contemplating things in my life right now. And so when I was thinking about it, even just this morning, I'm like, man, I'm like firing on all cylinders. Why is that? You know, because there was a part of my life not very long ago where I felt like I was more in the, you know, go with the flow, taking care of myself, sort of more of that like healing energy was flowing around me. And now I'm in like, let's move it. You should have done that yesterday. Boom, 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 go, go, go. Like, you know, everything is so fun for me. I'm motivated by everything. And it was just like this really quick shift. And so it got me thinking and contemplating like, isn't that kind of how life works? And it's, you know, instead of feeling like, you know, you've got all these like multiple personalities or like, you know, you're going crazy if you're having these huge shifts, I think it's actually really normal and part of our evolution to go through these, I'll call them seasons of, you know, there's like seasons of growth, there's seasons of hardship, there's seasons of like tender and lovingness that you show to yourself. There's seasons of like kicking your own ass. So anyways, it just got me thinking like there's so much beauty in each season. And if we always are wishing to be in a different season, then we're missing the gorgeousness of what's in that season. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think honestly, it just sounds like being present, right? And like everything in nature has ebbs and flows. There's never, you know, just one line that you ride. And part of the beauty in life too is that it's not like this. The, you know, the beautiful seasons or these fun seasons where you're really lit up and like internally motivated are so fun and feel so good because they feel different from where you just were, right? And so The same thing with like joy. If we don't have sadness, well, then when we feel joy, there's not such a difference, right? And so I think there is a need for ebbs and flows, but really the beautiful part is when you can kind of just surrender and be in acceptance of whatever stage it is or whatever season you're in or whatever, because there are those really hard times, right? There's those seasons where it just feels like a bit of a grind. It feels like it's heavy, it's deep, like you kind of go inward, you have less motivation, a little bit less external energy. And I think that's for a reason. Like, you know, we can't always be operating up here. That's where we burn out, right? And so I think just listening to ourselves, just like, you know, those days where we're like, I'm not feeling my best self today. Can I just let myself move through that instead of trying to just instantly push through or, you know, reach for joy or happiness when you're really not feeling? Like, it's kind of like that emotional scale we've talked about, just reaching for that next best one rather than going from one polar opposite to the other, right? And why are we always necessarily striving for up here? There's lessons. Like, I can say for myself, you know, you said there's seasons of hardship, seasons of whatever. You just were out of your house for a month. Your routine, your balance, everything was completely thrown off. But there's totally lessons in that, right? And so to say that was like a really easeful month, no, that's not the case. It wasn't. But would right now feel so good? This is probably just your normal, right? Like, you're back in your routine, you're back in your house. This is your normal, but you don't realize how good your normal, like for you, feels because you were so knocked out of balance for a while. And so without that, would you appreciate this so much? I don't know.
Totally. That's actually so true. As you were just saying, like, you were out of your house for a month. I'm like, you're right. I was. And maybe I'm just like got my feet back under me. But honestly, I even said this to my mom the other day. I'm grateful for having to be out of my house for a month because it showed me that I'm okay no matter what. Like, it showed me that I actually can rely on my personal power instead of circumstantial power. I used to be a person that was so like attached to my circumstances in order to feel good. I had to have my Peloton. I had to have my own food in my fridge. I had to have my walks planned out. I had to have the perfect sleep and my kid had to have the perfect nap time. Like, everything was so scheduled that I didn't even realize that I was sort of creating these circumstances to make myself like feel good. So then when they were all sort of taken away, and granted, I mean, speaking from very privileged point of view, I went and stayed at my in-laws and my parents. Like, I had a cushy time. It's not like I was out on the streets. I had a really cushy time, but still, I didn't have those like regular things that make me feel good. So yeah, when I got back in to my house and all my things, and I'm like, this feels so good. But also one other thing I will say, I remember before I had Huxley, I was in that kind of like hustle mode. And I had really high standards for myself, probably very unhealthy standards of how I were to do things and work and get things done. And I remember when I first had her, I had this huge shift of like, you know, my self-worth was really wrapped up in how much I got done in a day. Like, very wrapped up. I didn't even know that until I had a baby when I physically couldn't do anything. And I'm like, holy smokes, my every ounce of self-esteem was wrapped up in like how much stuff I could do. And so that's one season where I actually got really was forced to get really gentle with myself. And it shifted the way I viewed the world and the way I viewed myself. And I got into that really like nurturing, caretaking mother bear, not only of my daughter, but of myself. And so everything was like, it's okay. And I wasn't necessarily just using this as an excuse, but I was like, it's okay. You're a new mom. You can figure these things out. Like, go slow, take your time, be really gentle with yourself. And so the funny thing is, like, I actually had this conversation with my brother the other day about, you know, okay, at what point, like, my daughter's almost a year and a half, like, at what point do you have to kind of snap out of that like gentle, like, it's okay, you're a new mom? No, you're not actually a new mom anymore. Like, okay, it's time to like shift to the next season. And I remember, you know, saying to Jackson, like, oh, I don't know, it's kind of feels like I'm half-assing a lot of my life right now. And he was like, yeah, it's probably time to like harden up again. And he was like saying it in the most loving way, but I'm like, it was this mindset shift. I'm like, yeah, you're right. That season's over. I may revisit it again. There's nothing wrong with that season, but I'm ready for a new season. I'm ready to like bring out that badass fiery Shelby that I've sort of put on the back burner where I was like being tender and nurturing to my new mom self. So anyways, that's what I was contemplating this morning, was like, I had this gorgeous season of being a new mom and being really gentle. And now this season for me is like, okay, I've done the work, I've done the healing stuff, I've done that. Now what? Let's focus on something else.
And I think too, it's like we could live in that season all the time of being really gentle with ourselves. Yeah. And I think like having that compassion is so important. But the thing with this is that came internally driven. It wasn't, you know, someone outside you saying, hey, like, don't you think that's been long enough? And kind of when you realize you're ready for a shift, it's because it's coming from within, right? It's coming from you. It's coming from, I've had that feeling too. You feel a little bit almost like, you know, cabin fever, cooped, like you're ready for something, you're ready for change, and like you're ready for evolution, you're ready for things to start shifting. But another point that you made there and kind of thinking about, okay, well, maybe this is actually just how I feel when I'm normally in my life, in my routine, whatever, but we kind of forget about that. We don't pay attention to it when we're in it every day because it's not so noticeable. Something that we had talked about actually this morning, you and I, was even thinking about if anyone can relate to this, if you have a partner and you're, you know, you kind of have a bit of an equal partnership where you both have your roles, or you pull, you know, you're both contributing in great ways. When one person is gone, like when Brian goes to work, like if sometimes he has to leave for a week or something for work, honestly, the whole house goes to shit. Like, it's like all the wheels fall off the bus in a way. And in some ways, it's so beautiful because then I'm so grateful again when he's home. But if someone never leaves, like they say, oh, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. This is very similar. If you're just really, you know, acclimatized to your routine, your way of being, just, and if it's pretty good, generally, like really nice, then you get kind of used to it. And so, I mean, we do try to practice gratitude, but it's so much more obvious when something's thrown off, there's a change, you're out of your house, or your spouse goes away, or whatever, to make you really realize, okay, well, wow, the normal, like the usual day-to-day routine is actually really amazing, and I'm really grateful for it, or I'm really happy for that support, or I'm happy for, you know, the things I have, the way I've set my life up, or whatever it might be. But without that change, you can kind of take things for granted. Like, could be people, could be, you know, your environment, your home, whatever it is. But the beautiful thing is that when it's not coming from someone else, like, hey, I think, you know, it's time to change, or yeah, time to shift seasons, because that doesn't feel good. Like, it takes a different, you, that those ebbs and flows for some people are going to be really long. And I know for you and I, we've been experiencing so many quantum leaps, so many shifts so fast in our lives, in our business, in every aspect, that the time between those is so short. Like, there have been different seasons of my life that have felt really long. Like, especially those hardship ones, they feel like they drag out forever. And I think it depends which season you're in too. Obviously, the harder one, sometimes it feels longer because it's so draining of your energy. It takes a lot of your energy, right? Whereas the really, you know, when you're feeling lit up like a Christmas tree, well, that feels pretty damn good. So you're going to want to stay there as long as you can and marinate in that. But I think it just depends where you are on your path. Like, those ebbs and flows don't have to look the same for everyone. And so that's why, no, I don't think even saying like, I'm a new mom, you could be in that stage. It's different for you than it is for someone else, than it is for me or your friends or your family, right? And so I think we just have to trust ourselves and then follow our intuition. Like, when we get in tune with ourselves, get in tune with, hey, this is what I'm feeling. Like, you're listening to your body. You're listening to yourself and saying, hey, I want to do this. And you did say, oh, I should do. And I think that like wording is just programmed in us. That's not what we
did. I? When did I?
At the beginning.
Did I just say that?
Interesting.
Oh, man.
It wasn't actually a should. It was like a deep internal desire to do this, right? But this is the conditioning. Like, even just the words we use, it's a should. But when Shelby and I had talked about this, like over the past week or two, it really has been that we are so motivated and driven by what we're doing. Like, we are inspired. And so we have this like endless well of energy to devote to it, right? And so it feels different when it comes from that place, because it it really isn't a should or an expectation from anyone else. It's our own desire.
Yeah. And it's alignment. Mm-hmm. And we have all these great conversations. We're like, we need to get on a podcast because we have too many things that we're talking about. We hang up the phone. It's been 2 hours, but we were talking about alignment, and that's really how you'll know when you're ready for a shift, because things won't feel aligned for you anymore. Something that used to feel aligned for me as a new mom was like, you know, I don't even have a good example, just like spending the morning like on the couch, like reading, whatever, that felt good. It does not feel good anymore. My body's like, ugh, get up. Whereas like if in the previous season, my body was like, if you get up right now, I'll throw up. Like, no, you're not going anywhere, right? So that's the alignment piece. Is it becomes really obvious what you're meant to be doing when you're tuned into yourself and you know your authentic self enough to know what something is aligned for you or not.
And okay, I'm just going to go here, even though I don't have much knowledge about it. But if you haven't heard of human design before, Shelby and I have gone down that rabbit hole over the past 6 months or so once we discovered it. And go look it up. If you don't know what it is, go look it up. And we're also, just as a side note, going to be having the most amazing human design expert, Amy Elizabeth, on our podcast soon. And so she'll share all the knowledge, if you're a beginner, whatever, with it. But it's basically another tool to understand yourself. And it's kind of like a little mix of, you know, like a Myers-Briggs type, you know, personality thing, and like a little bit of astrology. It's like a little mix of everything. But Shelby and I both happen to be generators, and it's your, how you know if something is in alignment or not is through your sacral for generators. And so it's that instant like hell yes or hell no. Like, what feeling do you get in your body for it? And the other thing about generators is that when you're lit up, when you're in alignment, like Shelby's talking about, you basically have a bottomless pit of energy. Like, you will go, go, go. And I can relate to this. Like, in the past month, there have been many nights where the kids go to bed and I am so lit up that I hop on my computer and I am working until like 11:30, and I text Shelby. I'm like, okay, I gotta go to bed. But then I lay down in bed and my ideas, they just keep flowing. And so I like grab something to quickly write that note down so I don't leave it. It's like when you know you're in alignment, it's just out of a pure desire. It's flowing and it's coming with ease. Like, it's not forcing. It's like, look at the clock and oh my God, it's like, it's past my bedtime. I need to, you know, it's that feeling. Versus, I'm sure many of you can relate to this, depending like whether you've had jobs in the past or maybe it's the one you're in now, where you're watching the clock, right? It's dragging out. Like, you cannot believe how slowly the time's going because it's not in alignment. You're not lit up. You're not, you know, motivated internally to be there. You're doing it because it's the expectation or whatever, right? And so it's so interesting to see the difference, but it's also so cool lately to have these other pieces that when we're feeling that way or when we're feeling that shift or whatever, to look at, you know, for Shelby and I, we're like, but that's totally what our human design is. What? Like, that's so perfect. And so it's kind of neat. So if you haven't seen it, go look at it. But it's another way to kind of just understand yourself. And so for us, that feeling of alignment as generators are when we're lit up, but like a Christmas tree, and we have this deep desire to just do it because it's our passion. We're inspired to do it. It's really, and it feels good in our body. Like, that sacral feels like a hell yes, you know?
Yeah. Well, and also too, like, let's get into the topic of like hustle culture for a little bit, because it's kind of been demonized. I don't know if you've noticed, but like online in the last few years, hustle culture has really been like had a bit of a negative connotation. And so I don't know if I fell into that trap a little bit, but I know I used to be like such a hustler. Like, I loved hustling. And then when I realized that I was a generator and that is where my hustle comes from, it's when I'm lit up and I'm on fire and inspired. That's not a negative thing in my eyes. Like, that's a very effective way to hustle when I'm doing things that are aligned for myself. And so, yeah, it's just interesting that, I mean, this is just another side note, but it's our podcast. We can do whatever we want. be careful what you see online, right? Like, there's so many people out there just like, you know, if you can see me doing quotes, truth bombing, like all these things. And we can be very misled if we're not, if we don't have discernment for what is right for us, and we don't have that sort of like emotional intelligence to know and to be able to discern between what somebody on the internet is saying and what is right for us, it can be kind of dangerous. Like, the social media game can be very dangerous.
Well, okay. So thinking about what's right for you, what's right for me, like Shelby and I just happen to both be generators, but even thinking about like human design, everybody's different. Like, what makes different people tick is different. And so to take one thing and say that's bad for everyone, like, and I have been seeing, I totally agree with the hustle thing. And so sometimes I almost not beat myself up, but I reflected on that and have thought like, am I hustling too much? And then I was like, screw that. Like, this feels aligned for me. It feels good. That feels very different to me than other times in my life where I've been hustling from like a push. Like, I've been pushing myself even though it doesn't feel right, or just because I'm just trying to push through it. That is different. And so I think like strengthening your intuition and being able to have that discernment and decide what's for you or what season you're in. To say, okay, hustle is bad always, that's not really true. Like, are you in a season where you're feeling motivated to hustle or not? Like, just trust yourself. And I mean, I think saying that too, it's like, it's really easy to say that when you've kind of gotten to where you're wanting to go. But if it's in alignment, if you're also taking care of yourself, I don't think there's anything wrong with having periods where you hustle. It's like, just, are you listening to yourself? Is it in alignment? And so I think it's like asking yourself those questions. Is this for me or not? Like, everybody's different. Even Shelby and I, okay, so what? We're both generators. Like, we're obviously very different people. Like, we're yin and yang. So it's like it's very different for both of us. But so you can't just take blanket statement what people say as, oh, that's true. Like, if something's landing with you, great. Maybe go down that rabbit hole. But what works for one person isn't going to work for everyone. So just kind of trust that flow. Trust what you're needing, what your body is saying you need, you know?
Yeah, my mind's going in so many different directions and all these points I want to make. The first one is, you are the only expert of you. There is no other expert. Literally the who's who, the Oprah Winfrey's, the Tony Robbins, nobody knows you better than you. So that's my first point. Like, you are the only expert for you. And it takes all kinds of kind. Like, Robin and I have gotten to the place where we are now because we've taken in so much knowledge from other people, and we've just like cherry picked the little things that we love out of each, and we've just left the rest on the tree. Like, we don't need to take the whole tree. We don't need to like slam the tree down, cut it down and be like, that's a dumb tree, because we weren't aligned with all of it. We're like, ooh, that's a pretty cherry right there. Okay, we're going to pick that one out and I think I'm onto the next tree, right? Like, that's the beautiful thing about this whole collective, this whole world having so much wisdom and so many things to share. There's hundreds of thousands of coaches out there. There's hundreds of thousands of healers and speakers, and they all have something incredible to say. Will everything fit for you? No. That's where that discernment, that's where that like personal power comes in, to be able to be like, what cherries do I need to pick out of these trees? I like this analogy. What cherries do I need to put in my basket? Yeah. Right? I'm going to use this analogy now. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much, there's knowledge is everywhere, and you can actually do yourself a disservice by taking it all in, because it's not actually all meant for you. You're seeing everything through the lens of the person that puts it out. It's not actually meant for you. What they're putting out is meant for them. Ooh, mind blown, right? Like, that's actually for them. Well, it's up to us to pick what we want.
Well, the other thing is that not everybody learns the same way, right? Some people learn by validation. They see something, they're like, I like that, I want to do that. Or they learn by contrast, being like, ugh, nope, got yuck vibes from that, not going to go there. And so even that on its own is different, right? So if someone is putting something out and you are deciding whether or not that's for you, it doesn't mean it was bad that you saw it. If you got a no, that's not for me, that right there is great, because that's your own discernment. And that's, you know, like learning by validation or contrast. But also with the like picking and choosing which ones are right for you, it goes beyond that, right? We've been absorbing this type of knowledge for like over a decade, right? Everything we can find, taking it in. But there's a difference. It goes back. Yeah, totally. It goes back to what you talked about at the beginning of the contemplation. So are you taking it in and just like a regurgitating someone else's knowledge, but you're not embodying it, or you're not understanding it? You haven't actually integrated it. But that's different. If something really, really lands for you, no one's going to force you to integrate it. No one's going to force you to embody it. It's just going to be a way of becoming if it's meant for you. And so I think that's also where the line comes in. If you never spend any time in contemplation or reflection about what that actually means to you, the way something comes out of our mouths, like the way we explain something, the way we interpret or understand it, that's our perception. That's already been filtered through our lens, our subconscious, our conditioning. And so it takes that step of like critically thinking about it. I mean, these are things we're learned as kids. We're learned growing up how to critically think and think for ourselves and be able to contemplate and reflect and make it our own. And so that's where this comes in too. Like, are you just hearing information? You think that sounds cool, but you're not ever actually reflecting on how that applies to your own life or how you might tweak it to make it work for you.
Yeah. And I liked what you said. Nobody's going to do this for you. Again, I'll get back to the seasons thing because that's just really big in my brain right now. There are seasons in your life where you're going to actually truthfully need people to help you. Like, you really are going to need to call on your sisterhood, your community, your family, your loved ones, your friends. You're going to need that support from other people to help you rise. That's normal. But there's also got to be seasons where you're like, I'll freaking rise myself. You know, like, nobody else is going to do this for me. And I guess that's the season I'm in right now, you could say. Is I'm like, I got this. I'm good. I don't need it. Like, I'm good. I will be the one. I nominate me. I'm the one. Right. So there's also something really special about that too. Cause nobody else, everybody's so busy doing their own thing. You have to, in this personal development meets energetics game, you have to be able to stand in your power and like get things done for yourself, because like you said, nobody's going to do it for you. And sometimes I think that's the difference between people who actually get like the transformation and the ones that always stay stuck in the learning process. Like, it's one thing to learn, but it's another thing to embody and actually move forward and shift. I don't want to stay in the healing zone for the rest of my life. Thank you. No, thank you. Like, I love to dip in and out, but I do not want to stay there the rest of my life. Like, I'm, you know, if I need to, I'll dip in. I've got some good resources. But like, for the most part, I've done that hard healing phase. I really dug in and I freaking did the work. I peeled back my onion. Like, I got down to the core. I really, really transformed. And like, now I want to live and have fun. And again, like I said, I'll dip back in once in a while. There'll be some hard things I have to go through in my life. But I don't want to stay stuck in the healing phase forever. I want to play and live now. What do you think about that?
Didn't we give this example with the house? Like, either building the house and then you still have to maintain it. There's still that maintenance, but it's a lot different than when you're building it from the ground up. And so I agree with you, right? And so if you feel that certain things, and you won't know. You won't know when you need to dip back in until it hits you. And it's having that emotional intelligence enough to know when something is a little bit out, maybe you can't see it for yourself, or it's a little bit out of your level of comfort or your expertise. And like, why wouldn't you? This is my thing. Why wouldn't you get a professional who does this for a living to help you, even if it only means it's going to expedite it. Maybe you could have got there on your own, but would you like to get there faster? Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Like I do. So knowing when to ask for help, and it's like not, it's not a bad thing. And it is nice to have, even if you're not necessarily triggered, just to have ongoing relationships with either like healers or therapists or coaches or whatever it is for you to be able to see things that you can't see. And even just to have that accountability kind of check in, you know what's coming, you're going to keep it top of mind. Like there are certain things that are nice to have just as a maintenance piece, even if you feel like you're in a season where I've got this, like I'm good, you know? What's wrong with having, and maybe it changes. Maybe then it's like a little bit more of energy healing versus like therapy or deep healing. Like maybe it's more of that, right? Or maybe it's like you can play more in the magic of things if you're in that kind of season. But I think there is something to be said for, you know, keeping that up so you don't get to a place where you feel, you know, completely broken and you got to crawl out of the pit again.
Yeah, well, on our last podcast with our guest, she talked about, you know, you can rise from the ashes or you can rise from greatness. Like there's two different, you know, points in your life that you can rise from, and you can do both. You can always rise. Mm-hmm. And there was something else that she said that I friggin' loved. I think it was her, Jacqueline maybe, spiraling up.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Me too. I was like, yes, I love that analogy of like we always think of spiral as like a downward, but like you can spiral up too. Like that's, you know, rising from greatness. That's pretty cool.
I love that as well, because you hear about whenever you're like, oh, your thoughts are spiraling, it always has a negative connotation behind it. So it's nice to just even think about that in the back of your head. It's like, yeah, you can. And it doesn't mm-hmm. always have to be like a quantum leap or this giant shift. It can just be a gradual upward momentum, right?
Yeah. And if you're always, you know, kind of keeping your personal internal world feeling pretty great, then you have time to like work on the relationship with your partner or like spend more time with your kids. Like to me, that's the present that you get to give yourself the gift you get to give yourself when you are always doing this work for yourself, kind of like you said, just like maintaining the house. So then oftentimes the house doesn't completely burn up and you don't always have to start from scratch. If you're always maintaining it, you just have so much extra time. You have time for your relationships, time for your, like I said, it just gives you time freedom, I think, when you don't always have to like fall and rise from the ashes every time. That takes a lot of time.
Something that we've been talking about too is, you know, using that discernment when you're online. Well, okay, so if you're looking at people that you aspire to be like, or you want a similar path or a similar life to them, to say that they didn't hustle to get there probably isn't the truth, right? And so you do mm-hmm. You can get to this place where you're setting your life up in a certain way where you have that time freedom. You have, you know, all of this abundance in your life of all things. But it's, how did you get there? You spiraled up, right? And you're continuing to maintain that. So to think that you just went from nothing straight there is not true. And so I think that it's easy to overlook this because it's a snapshot. We are seeing a snapshot. And are we seeing their like the highlight reel? Well, probably, because it's social media. But also, what snapshot are we getting? Are we getting their snapshot at the peak? Or are we getting it, you know, on the way up? Or are you getting it at the bottom? Or have they gone through and cut the stuff from the bottom out? Like a lot of the ones that we follow, part of their greatness is in their story, is in their evolution. And so you can see it all. And it's nice to remember, like it's nice when you're comparing where you are at now to maybe their peak, to just reflect on, okay, yeah, but I'm on the way up, or I'm at this point in my journey. And so I think social media in general like requires a lot of discernment because we are comparing, but you're not seeing everything. And also, like, don't compare where you're at. You could be in an ebb and a flow and someone else is somewhere else. Like, we all have our own timeline. So only the best thing to do, honestly, is compare yourself to yourself. So that's the only thing you can do. You can only control yourself. You can only change yourself. You can only be motivated, really. Like if it's an internal, like intrinsic motivation, it can really only come from yourself. And so compare yourself to you, like set your bar for you based on who you've been, who you want to be, your future self, your authentic self, like use that to calibrate to the other people. Great. Like use them as inspiration or use them as like, you know, motivation for yourself. But when you're looking at your life, look at yourself, like just look at your own timeline, look at your own evolution, look at your own growth. And when you do that, honestly, you'll be so surprised. Like if you're listening to this, chances are you are someone who's changing and evolving and growing and committed to ongoing lifelong learning and development, right? And so look at how far you've come already.
Yeah. And comparison is the thief of joy. It'll snatch that joy right out of your heart, you know? So just as you're on this journey, really be mindful of the comparison game because, and I know we're kind of going on a social media thing, but like, oh man, do we live in a world full? It's, we just live on social media basically now. It's 2023. We're on social media full blown, especially in, you know, stuff like you and I do. And the comparison game is just, it'll suck the joy right out of you. And in our opinion, the whole point of this, the whole point of living on this world is joy. That's my opinion. So do you have any last little words for our listeners today, Robin? I do have one thing on the, I just thought of this, on the tail end of talking about social media and, you know, taking the cherries off of the tree, putting them in your baskets. We believe that, again, you've said this, we've said this a million times, empowered women are good for the world. We really believe that in our heart of hearts. And so we are dedicated through this show to continue to bring you guys the next leading conversations, the, you know, the people who are like making an impact in this space. And we are so dedicated to bringing all this awareness, all of the cherries that we've learned and put in our own baskets. You know what? Stay tuned for like just some epic podcast episodes coming out. I gotta say that like what's coming is so amazing. And I'm so, can I just say, I'm so friggin' proud of our little podcast that we started that has just like blossomed.
Yeah.
So proud of it.
And it's such a fun way for us to share with you guys all the different modalities. When we talk about, you know, our own transformations and really seeing big shifts in our lives come from mixing and matching and blending energetics and self-development, it's because it's true. And so that's why, you know, we're not the experts in everything. And even, you know, my little dabble in human design here, it's just something that was really eye-opening for me and another way to use, or another tool to use for self-reflection. But there's been probably, I can't even count. Like, I honestly cannot tell you how many different little bits and pieces here and there I've found or I've used, or probably some I've even forgotten about. Probably some that have served me in a certain season and then now moved on from it. But gosh, like there are so many incredible ways. And really it's not the one or the other, or you move from this to that. It's like lots of times I'll loop back. It's really when you blend them. That's where the magic, that's the secret sauce. And so that's why these conversations Shelby is talking about that we want to bring are so important, because maybe it's something you haven't heard before. If it's not, and we get to blow your mind, yay. Like that's, different people have done that for us along our paths and we want to do that too. And so I think that we can get really focused. And I mean, there have been times where I've gone down certain rabbit holes and I've stayed there for a while, but for the most part, it has been a mix and a blend of this and that. And it's not this or that, is this and that usually for me, right? It's mixing them all, blending them all. And so that's why we want to, you know, bring all these different empowered women to you guys and show you all the different modalities that can help you work through whatever you're working through right now or growing or evolving towards.
Yeah, our world is not a dog eat dog world. Our world is a together we rise kind of world.
I love that. That's the best spot to leave it at. So we are so excited to be back here with you guys and just for what's to come. So many amazing, fun, exciting things to come.
I'm really proud of us.
Me too. I am. Go team. And thanks for sticking with us, for all our listeners, like honestly. And as always, we are so open to feedback. So good, bad, you know, if you want to leave us a review or tell us something you're interested in learning more about, please let us know.
Yeah. And stay tuned to our social media because we've got some incredible guests coming up and I want to know what you guys want to hear from them. Like maybe we'll put a poll out of like kind of questions that you want us to ask these experts. As we know we're getting them, we can put some feelers out. Like I know we have a hormone specialist coming on for all of our women, you know, perimenopause, the women who are interested in hormones. I know there's a very special guest coming on our show. And so if you guys have certain things that you want to know about, we're going to put that on our social media so that you guys have the chance to ask your questions and through us, and we'll ask the expert.
Oh, I love that. That's so great.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you all have a wonderful week.
We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Bye.
If you've made it to the end of this episode, that means you're committed to expanding your mindset, shifting your beliefs, and the journey back to self. We are so honored and absolutely grateful to have you along for the ride. If you enjoyed this conversation, please help us spread the message by sending this episode to a friend. The Rising Rebel is dedicated to creating a paradigm shift where women remember how truly magical and innately worthy they are. See you next week, and remember, empowered women are good for the world.